You cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. You just got a mental battleground going on. And as long as you do it that way, you're not fighting with the mighty power. You're just fighting with thoughts. Words are where the power is. Words release faith. Words release faith.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
What do you do when the devil tries to hijack your mind with worry, fear, and confusion? Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to train your mind to think God's thoughts and enjoy His peace. So stay with us for the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go to Luke chapter 5. Well, let's go to Mark chapter 2. We're going to read them both. Mark comes first, so let's... Matt, well, depends on which direction you're going, isn't it? Mark chapter 2. And we'll read the beginning of the first verse. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, or he was in his home. Straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word. That is a big thing right there. He preach the word to them. How does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Jesus was preaching the word to them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." There were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, "Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk, but to that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee," you notice he's using his words, "I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed, and go to your own house." And immediately he rose and took up his bed. Now then, Luke chapter 5. There's a little bit of difference here, and I want you to see both of these. Luke chapter 5 and the 17th verse. "And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." Well, certainly the power was present. He's standing there doing the preaching. The power was there. And let me offer this to you. When you see Pharisees, doctors of the law, and you know, and so forth. When you see them in their environment, they're very hostile to him. But they were not in their environment. They were in his house. That was his home in Capernaum by the lake. And they were not hostile to him. He's teaching there. But he got crosswise of their theology. And you notice they didn't holler out at him about it. They just thought it. But he perceived their thoughts. See? And it goes ahead to say that they all glorified God when they saw this. So they weren't all that hostile towards him. But he was there. He was there to heal them all. He's teaching them all. And the power was present. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God. He was ready. Jesus was ready. Hallelujah. And it, now get the picture. All of a sudden, there's a noise up on top of the house, and Jesus is, you know, what is this? Son, cheer up. You know good and well he didn't wait till they got him on the ground. Cheer up. Your sins are forgiven you. Obviously. See, this is the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom in operation. This was big to this man. Jesus hit right at the center of the condemnation that was keeping this man sick. Son, be of good cheer. Cheer up, boy. Your sins are forgiven you. Hallelujah. Well, now here's where it's so easy to miss it. And it's so easy to do. You can be sitting there looking right straight at me. I bat my eyes and you bat yours. And going across your mind is, he wears too many blue suits. Wonder why Brother Kenneth wears them blue suits all the time. Guess. I like blue suits. And besides that, Gloria likes blue suits on me. Amen. You ought to be liking it. You paid for it. But see, you can be thinking that and miss what I'm saying. Now, that was an act of judgment, whether you realize it or not. It sounds innocent. It seems innocent. But really, what is it to you if I never wear anything but a blue suit? If I wear all the same blue suits, if I go 5 years and never change a suit, what's it to you? Are we here to discuss clothes, or are we going to talk about faith? But that's how easy it is to lose it. Just sit there and get scatterbrained. Not focusing. And I guarantee you, Satan's doing everything he can. All of a sudden, you're sitting there thinking about what somebody said about you 2 weeks ago, and you're thinking, oh, I was supposed to forgive her, I guess, and miss the last 12 things I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's what was going on in that house that day. That religious thought skipped across their mind, and they accused him of blaspheming God in their own thinking. But, oh, he got their attention, didn't he? He said, what is that you just thought? How does he know what I'm thinking? Oh, glory to God. Oh, man. But it distracted all of them. And they missed it. But now here's what I want you to get. Put this in your nugget bag and you carry it with you all the rest of your life. To prove that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick man, rise, take up your bed and go home. The power to heal the palsy is exactly the same power that forgave his sins. They're not two different powers. There's not one power of the Holy Ghost that forgives sins, and over here's another power of the Holy Ghost that heals. They're the same God. They're the same power. It's the same love. It's the same name of Jesus. It is the same power of the Holy Ghost. It is here. It's in you right now. And you've got the mighty power to forgive and release people. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to practice it. And in a lot of cases, it don't come easy. But just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Every time you think about every time you think of their name, I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. I choose to forgive. I choose to release them. I choose to release me from that. In the name of Jesus. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink some poison so you'll die. That may be the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? But you're trying to punish somebody I'm never going to forgive. Even if, well, I've forgiven, but I ain't never going to forget. That ain't no position to be in. God would never, ever tell you to do something you can't do. Because he is there to help you do it. Amen? He is there to help you do it. It is not a feeling. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Compassion is not a feeling. Compassion is a person. Isn't it good? Yes. Forgiveness is not some kind of feeling. It's not an emotion. It is a decision to obey. And I'll just visit with you here about this for a few moments and we'll close. You forgive by faith. Mark 11:23-24. And you go to the scripture where Jesus said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. You have to do the same thing when you're receiving forgiveness yourself. He said that your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. So let's go over to 1 John chapter 1. We'll check that out. These things don't just go away. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Well, I just don't feel like he forgave me. Well, you think that he wouldn't do what he's asking you to do? That's warped. So what is the process? It's always believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Father, and hey, don't be calling it your problem. Own it. Call it by its nasty name. Whatever it was you did. Don't. I had the Lord say to me one time, he said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin, wasn't when I found out about it, son. He said, I saw you do it. Yes, sir. When we confess our sins, we must believe we receive our forgiveness. He promised to do it. He's faithful and righteous to do it. He would not be faithful if he didn't do it, and it would be unrighteous act of his if he didn't do it. If you confess that thing before him, believe you receive the forgiveness. I believe, sir, that I receive your forgiveness, and I receive my cleansing of that thing. I receive my cleansing from it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you still just feel like a dirty dog. Now, if this is something that's been going on for any length of time, you're already in the habit of feeling bad about it. And those, your flesh is trained in it. It's been trained not to be forgiving. And it'll try to keep going on doing what it's doing. Well, Lord, I'm telling you, that brother Joel. I'm telling you, I'll put up him by law. But I know I got to forgive you. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I see it in your word. And I repent. I repent for everything I thought about him. I forgive him, Father. I forgive him. I forgive him. If I have anything against him, I forgive him. I forgive him. I forgive him. I receive my forgiveness of my trespass here. I receive it. And I receive my cleansing from this unrighteousness thing. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I remember in your word where you said in Isaiah 43:25, that you, even you are he that blotted out my transgressions, and you remember my sins no more. For your own sake. Now, why would he say for his sake? Because he's trying to bless you. And if he remembers your sin, he can't bless you. He remembers what Jesus did and forgot what you did. Now you need to forget what you did and remember what Jesus did. Confess the thing and dump it right at his feet and walk off. But if you just think it, it'll get the best of you. You have to put it in your mouth, in your heart. Believe and speak it. One more. You got time for one more thing?
Yes.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God, or against what you know the Word of God says. Being ready to avenge every disobedient thought. Bringing every thought into captivity. Put it in prison and don't let it out. Now, you cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. You just got a mental battleground going on.
And as long as you do it that way, you're not fighting with the mighty power. You're just fighting with thoughts. Words are where the power is. Words release faith. Words release faith. Faith is released in words and corresponding action. Praise God. So, well, in fact, I'll just demonstrate it to you. Go ahead and stand with me, please. Now, do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ sent this ministry to Dayton, Ohio? Yes. And you believe the anointing to teach this word is on me right now?
Yes.
Well, will you do what I ask you to do?
Yes.
Begin counting from 1 to 10 silently now. Out loud, tell me your name. All eight of you did it. You just got through saying you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ sent this ministry here. You just got through telling me that you believe that the anointing was on me. And then I asked you if you'd do what I told you to do, and you just stood there and didn't do it. Shall I smile now or wait till later? Huh? Do you believe? All right, now listen to me carefully. I'm going to show you something now that will save your life. Begin counting from 1 to 10 silently now. Tell me your name out loud.
Yes.
What happened to your counting? Your mind, your head had to stop and see what your mouth had to say. Now, number one, don't come up and tell me, well, I just can't keep from having those. I just can't help having those thoughts. Yes, you can. Once you got corrected, you decided to make a decision. And when you made that decision, you obeyed what I told you, and you took command of your thoughts. You thought what I told you to thought. You stopped and said what I asked you to say, and the system worked. Now say it, my mind is my mind.
My mind is my mind.
You can't make me think what I don't want to think.
The devil can't do it.
And God won't do it.
I take authority over my mind.
I decide what to think.
And I decide what to say.
God's thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
But all of his thoughts are in his Bible.
All his words are in his Bible.
I have the words and the thoughts of God.
I choose to think how he thinks.
I choose to say what he says.
My mind is my mind. Give the Lord praise and thanks.
I hope you realize that you have heard a very powerful truth today. And that old excuse, the devil made me do it, the devil made me think it, that's not going to work anymore, because he can't make you think anything, because you have authority over your own mind. And now sometimes people get mentally just passive. They just let whatever thought run through their mind without ever challenging it, without ever finding out whether it's true or where those thoughts are coming from. And you can't be that way. You've got to learn right now to begin to train and exercise your mind to think God's thoughts. And when you do that, then you begin to enjoy peace in your mind. How valuable that is. So many people around this world don't have that kind of peace, but you and I as believers should have that. And the blessing of a disciplined mind is that it leads to a more fruitful life. Now, if you've been experiencing any kind of confusion in your thoughts or any kind of mental torment, then I want you to stop right now and just say this out loud. Say it right after me. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Say, I renew my mind to the Word of God. I think God's thoughts. I speak God's words. Now say this, I have Jesus' peace. And you let that come over you and you say that out loud because your words will always trump your thoughts. What's coming out of your mouth is always louder than what's going on in your head. So get the Word of God in you, get it coming out of you, and watch it begin to take shape and change the way you're thinking. Now, if you want one of our prayer ministers to pray with you, they are ready, they are willing, and they are able to pray the Word of God with you, get in faith with you for whatever it is you're facing and to see you be victorious in it. That's what we're here for. We are here for you. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us on the broadcast today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
Live every day blessed, healthy, and strong in your covenant with God as you take hold of your inheritance in Christ. Discover what belongs to you as a child of God in the Take Your Place package. Begin walking in your spiritual inheritance and receive everything God has promised you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Dare to Take Your Place, gives you courage to live by faith. Know and understand who you really are in Christ. Receive every promise He has set aside for you. Make permanent changes in your life and circumstances. See yourself the way God sees you in the mini book, The Image of God in You by Kenneth Copeland. Hear and do what your Father in heaven says and experience His results. Increase your faith and allow the power of God to move in and through you. Your faith will take you as far as you dare to go as you take your place in God. Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to bless you. Request your free copy of the Take Your Place package today. Discover your covenant relationship with God and how to take your place in His family. Take advantage of this free TV offer today by calling 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special. Start acting on God's Word and receive His promises for your life. Request your free package today. One per person, please. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy.